I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Troy.
And my name's Cade.
And we are back for a second week, possibly.
Possibly.
Third, fourth, who knows?
Who knows when this is actually dropping? this could drop 10 weeks after we last
recorded.
This could
be the 50th recorded. Episode.
Imagine that.
I realized that as soon as I said we're back for a second week.
Yeah.
Like, it might not be.
Mm.
This could be anywhere. This could be 2022.
Yeah, we don't know. Rachel and Amy could have recorded about 38 episodes between them because they go bloody gung-ho, those girls.
They do go gung-ho.
They'll sink a couple of bottles of wine, hit the record button, and then it's all a blur.
That's it. And here we are without Ice Long Blacks just being responsible, non-drinking.
Yeah.
Humans.
We should have put maybe something in here.
Irished them up a bit.
Yeah.
I'll have an Irish Long Black, thanks.
Yeah, that would be, fantastic.
Hold the Long Black.
You know what they should do is Irish up some movies.
They should Irish up some movies.
Yeah.
But do you mean have just everyone drunk on set? Or do you think they just need to be?
Everything should be R-rated.
Everything should be R-rated.
Yeah.
Is that Irishing up something?
I feel like the Irish are hard.
They're a hard R.
Yeah.
It's Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the R is like, it's a capital R.
It's a capital R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, trying to write that out could be a little bit difficult. But,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is. But I think comic book movies should really Irish it up.
So you're talking about the benefits maybe more of having more R-rated movies.
Hell yeah.
R-rated comic book movies.
Absolutely.
Like Hellboy.
Hellboy. Yeah. Was that brand new one, an R-rated movie?
I think it was. Because, you know, when you get to the end scene of Hellboy, spoilers for the end of the absolutely barely a movie Hellboy from 2019 or whenever it was, it's, you know, where they have all the monsters come out and they're starting to, like, skewer people on their legs
and things
like that. Like, stuff like that happens. The only cool part.
I was going to say, that was the only cool part in the entire movie.
And the only cool part in the entire movie is probably the reason why it was given an R rating.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Actually, no. I think it was also given an R rating because, like, one of the first lines in the movie is, I think they drop the fuck bomb.
Not an F-bomb.
No, the fuck bomb.
The fuck bomb.
Yeah. But it was like completely out of context.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was just jammed in there.
Yeah.
For the sake of like being edgy. I've got to get that R rating in right away.
It's kind of, I think they were really trying to go with like an edgy Hellboy vibe.
Yeah.
With David Harbour. And it just didn't work.
No, it didn't.
But I see what you're saying. Like it's with, I don't know, Hellboy was terrible. We know that, but that's not to say that R-rated comic book movies would be terrible. Because like I was just saying, the only really good part about that movie was the R-rated part. So maybe there's some value to it.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think there definitely is because you have a look at the first Suicide Squad movie that got released. That was supposed to be.
I have had a look at it.
You rated this movie. You thought it was outstanding when you first saw it.
I thought it was okay. I'm pretty sure I said. I'm like, it's fine. It's good. It was a bit of fun.
Uh-huh.
And then on second viewing and subsequent rethinking of it, it's terrible.
Yeah, no, it's an okay movie. I really don't think there's genuinely super bad comic book movies. I think you can go into a lot of those movies and still have a good time. Like, look at the Fantastic Four.
Steel just called.
there's some enjoyment level to that. Like, you don't walk out of those movies and go, it's not a Dragon Ball Z movie.
Can you tell me the enjoyment from Steel?
I think the enjoyment from Steel would be the fact that Steel is so shit.
Okay.
It's like a guilty pleasure movie.
Sure. I find pleasure in watching 7-foot-tall Shaquille O'Neal walk around in a Steel outfit.
Yeah.
And also try to act.
Yeah. See? That's the actual enjoyment of that movie.
Right.
Not that the movie's good, because it's far from it.
Yeah.
But there is a sense of entertainment to be taken from it.
Sure. Okay. Well, okay, fine. All right. I feel like that could be an episode for a different day. Like, are there any really shit comic book movies?
Yeah, actually, I will go out and I'll stand on a podium and defend every movie that you throw at me.
Oh, God.
And I'll say, I'll find the silver lining.
Well, I feel like you could say that for almost every movie then.
Probably.
Like, there'd be something
I would that say you'd
take
so.
Away.
I don't know.
Even if it's like a titty bonus or, you know, something like that.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Can't tell me you don't get enjoyment out of that.
I don't think it would be I know, like, some of the movies that you would be referring to, like, you know, B-grade movies.
Howard the Duck. Titty bonus.
Yeah.
Duck
titties are pretty good. Duck breast.
Duck breast.
That's how you actually have to say it, Troy.
Duck breast, sorry.
But the thing is, they are titties in that movie,
they
not breasts.
They are actual titties. It's weird. Oh,
it's so weird. I don't know why, but I was thinking about that scene just the other night.
Really?
Yeah, because there was something that popped up on my Facebook, and it was like shit movies, and it was Howard the Duck.
Sure.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure there was duck titties in that movie.
And
they were like genuinely just right there.
It's really the first thing that like pops in your head when you think about Howard the Duck.
100%.
It's like Batman and Robin is bat nipples.
Yes.
Howard the Duck is duck titties.
What were they thinking? It was the 90s, man.
Was it
the 90s or was it the 80s?
I'm pretty sure it was the 90s, but it's kind of, they were just trying to push the envelope. And hey, this is basically what we're talking about with R-rated movies. And I don't think Howard the Duck was rated R. Could you imagine if it was?
Okay, have a think about this. Have a think about all the movies in the 80s that would have a triple R rating these days. It'd probably be called X-rated movies.
Yeah, potentially. The 80s was a different time.
Man, it was a better time. I swear Predator had a PG rating when it first came out.
It probably did. Because the 80s, it's like, Predator's like basically a Disney movie back in the 80s.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, definitely. But it was a different time. It was a better time.
It was a better time. It was.
You know what I mean? And we're talking about comic book movies here, but action movies have never been the same.
Absolutely not.
Been the same. To the point that some movies try to replicate, you know, what's happened in 80s action movies.
You know what I think? I think 80s action movies, and I'm going to say even early 90s action movies, before CGI really took over, was when action movies were the best.
Yeah.
Because you have a look, Predator, absolutely timeless movie.
Yes-ish.
Oh, come on.
Also, some of the stuff doesn't hold up.
Like what?
Like the...
The casual racism?
The casual racism.
The belittling of women.
Yeah. You know, the fact that he you know, the only sees in infrared. And the infrared is terrible. And if you were like
That's a CGI issue, though.
That's what I'm talking about. That's, you know, and if you were to walk around just looking like that and seeing that, you wouldn't see a thing. You'd be running into fucking trees all the time. You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
It's terrible.
Mm. But you can see when he takes it off anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Can he?
Yeah.
Does it show you what he sees? I don't think you see a POV. A POV shot from the Predator.
Predator POV.
When he doesn't have a mask on.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be interesting, though. I'd pay money to see that movie.
And you just see like these tentacle shit sticking out just at the bottom.
Instead of AVP, I want POV.
Yeah.
And it's a predator only view.
And it's a replay of every movie the Predator's been in.
Yeah.
Mm. Actually, we should do a Predator series breakdown.
We should. Oh, no. Do we have to?
Original. Original.
How
about we just do this, Predator 1 and 2 breakdown?
Well, we could do Predator 1 and 2 and Predators.
Okay.
And the Predator. But I'm not doing any, no AVPs.
Nah.
None of that.
No.
I really don't want to have to watch the Predator again, but I'll do it.
It was a pretty good movie.
I'll do it for you, and I'll do it for Olivia Munn.
Yeah, okay.
The only two reasons I'll do it.
Well, while we're on that case, we should also go watch Apocalypse then.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Oh, actually, I watched Phoenix the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It has been on Disney Plus for like a year.
Yep.
I was like, I'm going to watch that.
Oh, hey, this would be your first time.
Yeah. It was absolute dog shit. You could tell that no one gave a shit in that movie.
That's probably true.
No one in the writing, in the production. This was just like, we're contracted to do this.
There were like some cool parts, weren't there?
Yeah, when the movie wasn't finished.
The end credits. But not even the end credits. It's the end of the end credits.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
Look.
Where it said it was shot on Kodak film and, you know, they haven't shot on Kodak film for years.
Filmed on location in
Georgia.
Yeah. I barely remember it. I remember at the time I'm like, it's fine. It is what it is. But that's still a pretty good series. Like two good movies, two shit movies. That's not bad.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
50-50
50-50.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, look. I still stand that Days of Future Past is still one of the best comic book movies.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I will give you that. Imagine if it had an R rating, though.
Imagine it.
But imagine that. Then you can kind of pull out the Omega level type of powers that these X-Men would really have.
I don't think we've ever really seen anything, though, from the X-Men world that has kind of pushed that R rating. The closest we've come, obviously, is Logan.
Logan.
Which definitely benefited from
100%. R-rated. Imagine if every Wolverine movie was as good as Logan.
Not had an R rating, but just imagine it was as good as.
But written in that style where it was like bloody real and.
Yeah.
That's where R ratings really would improve comic book movies, because I completely understand comic book movies, you know, it's a fantasy land. It's things are pushed to the extreme. They're not supposed to be as grounded.
Well, the other issue that you're going to have, though, is that with comic book movies, they're generally targeted towards
the masses.
The masses, yeah. Old nerds, but also, you know, young kids as well. So, you know, you're kind of alienating a large part of the audience.
Absolutely, but I don't care about them. I care about me. Because have a think about this. Daredevil, that's basically an R-rated TV show.
Yeah, pretty close,
and
I guess.
And Punisher, the same.
Punisher, you'd say, yeah.
Those two were fantastic in their own right.
Yeah.
Definitely Daredevil.
Yeah.
Punisher could have been very hit or miss.
Yeah.
But the world that it built was really great in the sense that everything was just raw and real.
Yeah. Well, there are certain characters, I think, that you cannot do a movie justice without giving it an R rating.
Yeah.
And I think case in point, and one of the things that has been discussed recently, is the new Blade movie set to come out through Marvel Studios, starring Mahershala Ali. Should that be an R rating? And yes. I think the answer is yes.
100%.
Like, it kind of has to be. And yes, you can argue the fact that the earlier Blades weren't.
Weren't they?
I don't think so. I think they would. M.
Really?
Maybe. M here, which would have been the equivalent of whatever that is in the States.
I think it's MA over.
Or is it the other way around? I think our MA 15 plus is their R.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Yes. We're more hardcore.
We are more hardcore in Australia. We got all the dangerous animals.
Yeah, that's it. So they justify that in the rating system for our movies.
We drink Fosters out of a baby bottle growing up, and we fight snakes and spiders and crocs, and we watch
all before
we
you watch walk
MA 15 plus movies.
Yeah, when you're three,
when you're three, it's MA 3 plus. I think, you know, that, like I was saying, with there being certain characters that need these movies, and we'll go back to Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad should have been R-rated.
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense that, you know, you didn't really see any on-screen killing. They're literally called the Suicide Squad, right? You know what I mean? Like, they are designed.
It's not the self-harm squad.
It's not the self-harm squad. It's not the, you know, oh, I had a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, squad.
Here's the lifeline phone number squad.
Yeah. You know, it is legitimate, and we're not making light of suicide, by the way.
Squad only.
Suicide Squad only. But yeah, it's that could have gone down.
That's a rabbit hole, isn't it?
Path. But yeah, with like realistically, it should have been R-rated.
Yeah,
and it suffered big time because of it. Like those nameless, faceless monsters that they were just shooting. Like, that's just kid stuff, man.
Yeah, but it makes me wonder if the movie studios even care, because isn't that movie pulling like $800 million?
Yes, but how?
because of the PG rating, just got the kids in, and it's like, hey, there's tar monsters Harley Quinn, or whatever.
And now your 13-year-old kid can dress up as Harley Quinn at Halloween,
and you'd be the proudest dad in the world.
Daddy's little monster T-shirts.
Oh boy! Baseball bat sales went up through the roof. Yeah,
that's another rabbit hole.
Yeah,
we don't need to go down.
Indeed.
I see what you're saying, and that goes to the point from before about how they're trying to target so many people, but there are just certain things, certain entities that need to be R-rated. I believe Suicide Squad, and, you know, to be fair, James Gunn, Suicide Squad, really looking forward to it now. A, James Gunn, it looks like it's going to be wacky as shit.
Yep.
And it's R-rated.
Yeah, and it's kind of, they're touting it as like a soft reboot.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how they're going to go about that, because it almost seems like it's set in the fucking 80s.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I think that's just maybe a stylistic choice.
Maybe.
But who knows?
What is it about DC loving the 80s at the moment?
Don't know. They shouldn't.
Nah, not at all.
or if you're going to love the 80s, you should probably just really lean into it.
Yeah.
And not just go,
just tack
it's the
it.
80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe make it seem like it's actually the 80s. Don't just put people in leg warmers. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get you.
Don't just have someone like walking around with a bum bag and having some break dances in the background.
Nah, that's the 80s, man.
That's the 80s. Oh, we're in a mall. It must be the 80s.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm sure malls were a thing before that. Imagine the person that invented the mall and it's like, oh.
No, because.
The 80s.
But remember Stranger Things? How the mall was a big thing in there, and that was like, you know, that was the 80s. I believe that's a thing.
Okay.
They became, you know, the thing and uber popular in the 80s. Not popular, I think they became a thing.
Yeah, like they were invented.
They were invented in the 80s.
Hey, you like that store and you like that store. Now they're next door to each other.
That's right. We're going to put them all in one big store.
It's actually quite convenient.
It is.
Mm.
Like a convenience store.
Ironically, usually on their own.
Yeah, exactly. Weird. Yeah, so I don't know. You can do 80s, lean into the 80s.
Yeah, that's it. But I think something like Blade would definitely benefit from an R rating.
Oh, absolutely.
I really would like Marvel to explore more R-rated movies, especially with the mutants coming potentially into these movies. Because, you know, we really do have a lot of Omega-level type of creatures in here. And that's one of the things that...
Jean Grey.
Exactly. Iceman. I want to see Iceman just like freezing people to pieces, to the molecule level.
Okay. Well, if you want to see that, just watch Mortal Kombat 2021 with Sub-Zero. Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
He'll do
that
for you. He's basically the Iceman of his world.
He is.
Yeah.
But he can fight.
But he can also fight.
Yeah.
It's a big difference to just being able to like control ice, to be able to control ice and also fight.
Yeah. Who would you take actually, that's a pretty good fight. Ooh, Iceman and Sub-Zero. I guess we really need to understand Sub-Zero's power.
Like, how? Because, you know, Bobby Drake, Iceman, is very fucking powerful.
Yeah, he's super powerful.
So, you know, is Sub-Zero up to that level? And if he is, then he wins every day. Because he's ruthless.
Mm.
Like, get over here, that Scorpion.
That Scorpion, he's like, but he'll
his version
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
He's so ruthless, he'll steal Scorpion. He'll steal his catchphrase.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
that's something that's just going to play in my mind forever now.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe that's a thing. We can put it to the listener community
Those are good battles.
Yeah.
Put it on Facebook or something
on
like
Facebook.
That.
Who wins?
Yeah.
Sub-Zero or Iceman? What are we talking about?
R-rated movies.
R-rated movies, baby. Well, Mortal Kombat's coming out, and I know it's not a comic book movie, right? It's a video game movie, so it's different.
Is it though?
But is it? Is it really? But imagine Mortal Kombat not being R-rated.
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that. We've seen it. Oh, it's terrible.
It's the best. It's a guilty pleasure.
That's exactly what it is now.
Yeah.
It's a guilty pleasure because there is no way you can seriously, as a fully grown adult, watch Mortal Kombat or Mortal Kombat the next one.
Annihilation.
And go, fuck, that was good.
What I love about Annihilation is that it picks like up right afterwards and there's a different cast.
Yeah. What I like about Annihilation is the fact that they just double down on the whitewashing.
Oh, yeah.
By taking Raiden being like Euro trash to being just full on American white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's how it is.
Yeah.
80s, baby. 90s.
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 2000s even.
Was it really?
Oh, no. Nah, it wasn't.
Couldn't have been.
No, I think.
That was the dawn.
Mortal Kombat was 95, so Mortal Kombat Annihilation is probably like 97.
I'll say 98.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, just imagine that. Anyway.
So who's a character from the MCU? Say the movies that are currently out at the moment.
Yeah.
What's one that you would dig as an R rating?
From the current roster of MCU. Because I know they're talking about Deadpool coming into the MCU, which is great, and will continue its R-rated status. So that's fine.
Yeah.
So that's good. And Deadpool is a character as well that probably needs to be R-rated. I would say out of the current roster of MCU characters, I would. Oh, man.
Let me jump in.
Okay, you jump in.
Winter Soldier, when he was an assassin.
Okay.
That would be pretty badass.
So early days Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Going around killing left, right, and center.
Because I was going to say Black Widow.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't seen their PG version yet.
Yeah, fair.
So, you know, I don't know how like heavy they're going to lean into the violence or anything like that. My guess is going to be not very.
Not much at all.
But I'm still looking forward to this movie. I think they just need to.
Do you think they're ever going to release it?
Fuck.
This is going to be Wonder Woman 2.2.
just put it on fucking Disney Plus already.
Yeah.
I will pay you $30.
Absolutely. I would pay every movie $30 if it got released on a streaming.
Yep. You know what I mean? Give us the option.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know why they're holding out. I mean, I know why they're holding out.
Because they're broke.
And they wanna recoup some of their money. But honestly, some of these movies, like New Mutants, Jesus Christ. Like that thing got held back so fucking long and it turned out to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, what the fuck was the 3-year wait for, you idiots?
I haven't watched it. Like I don't want to because I waited so long and then I heard it was so shit.
Yeah.
And it's just like, because that was one of the movies I was so excited for, like a first horror movie, comic book movie.
Yeah.
And then they just made me wait forever and then it was terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, to answer your question, I'd probably just having a very quick think about it. Imagine like a movie based around Thanos
and
his world, you know.
Conquering
sort of things, but it's like a hard R.
Yeah.
And he's just like fucking shit up.
I do like that. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
And the Black Order or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
They're all there.
All I'm down them. For that.
There's fucking Squidward.
Yep.
The big guy.
Hulk 2.0.
Hulk 2.0. The chick one.
I wouldn't mind a Hulk versus Wolverine movie as an R rating.
Ooh, yeah.
Because you could go ham on that. Because it depends on like the version of the Hulk that you're thinking of, and the version of
not Professor Hulk,
not
the Professor Hulk we've got now, not Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah,
Mark Ruffalo's not killing anything.
Yeah, that's true. But also the version of Wolverine, because you know there's version of those characters where they're very much Deadpool like, where you can rip their head off and they grow a head again.
Yeah.
Because I would love to see them battling it out. And I believe the animated movie is like done in like the Canadian wilderness or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Wolverine chopping off the Hulk's arm and the Hulk's arm growing back. Like he has to retreat and it grows back in like an hour or so.
And he just has to wait for his arm to grow back.
Yeah.
He's just sitting in a cave.
Yeah.
Like with no arm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of like he's got a little stub arm. Like,
yeah, and he's playing
like
with
in Deadpool.
Yeah. I want that to be how things grow back forever.
Yeah. Like you have to sit there for an extended period of time just with little baby legs.
Oh, that would be amazing. But I think that could be a really cool way of doing that storyline.
Yeah.
I would love to also see an old school Thor, actually an Odin.
Odin. Okay.
Odin.
You want to see Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Just digitally de-aged.
Totally. Like, don't recast him as a younger actor.
Don't recast him.
No.
Just digitally de-age him. Yeah. Get him to do all his own stunts.
Absolutely. But I really would
what
like
is this,
to
the
see-
the Irishman?
Yeah, I would love that. I would really like to see like the Odin and Hela before.
Oh, yeah.
Everything happened. I think that could be a really cool storyline.
Yeah,
that whole
lead up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's-
like, see them conquering the seven realms.
The only problem is, like, some of these characters now are just too popular to, you know, to turn fierce.
Yeah.
To turn into that R rating. Like, you know, you've got little kids running around going like, I want to be like the Hulk. I want to be fucking smart and big. And guess what? You can't. You either dedicate yourself to your books or you dedicate yourself to the gym. You can't do both.
Yeah,
get out of here,
right.
Kid. Your dreams are shit.
Okay. Here's what they could do. They could start to prioritize, like you said, villain storylines. Imagine the Abomination popped out again.
Popped out. Well, yeah. He's popping out, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's returning for something.
Is he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Was She-Hulk. It the She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's all we need, that fucking Abomination back.
Yeah.
Literally.
God. Yeah.
Mm. Look, I didn't hate that movie, by the way.
I liked it.
I didn't, you know, I don't mind it. I just want Liv Tyler back. No Who one doesn't? Else does. Maybe just you.
Me and you, though.
You and I were literally the only two people on the planet that want Liv Tyler back in something.
Yeah.
That isn't fucking Lord of the Rings.
Oh, please, no. No more Lord of the Rings. Ever.
Unfortunately, you don't have that choice. It's coming.
Mm.
Whole TV show, baby.
Oh,
Game of Thrones style.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite genre.
Exactly.
Please, can I watch that? But no, I think that could be pretty cool. Like focusing on the villains, because I think DC did a really good job with the Joker.
Yeah.
Joker is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. That you haven't rewatched.
No, I have.
Have you? Oh, have you? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And it stood up.
Yeah.
And I think the villains, and that's really the only way that you could really do it, is take it down that villain route, because I think a character that was really wasted in the MCU, still really, really cool, but just not utilized to their fullest extent, was Whiplash.
Oh, come on now.
I would love to see Whiplash going ham.
Yeah.
Like, just going ham.
Well, cutting a race car in half isn't enough for you.
That was one scene, and it was like the most amazing, one of the best scenes in the whole MCU. I'm fucking standing by that.
No, that is, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But that's legitimately all he does.
Mm.
He does that one thing, and I don't think he ever
that's what I mean.
Anything.
Yeah.
He
needs to go on a whipping spree.
Yeah, okay. Excellent.
And the movie should be called Mr. Whippy.
Mr. Whippy. And he just rolls around.
The
tragic tale of Mr. Whippy. Yeah. And he just rolls around in an ice cream van.
Yeah.
Just whipping shit.
Yeah.
Just gets out of his van.
Okay. Here's how we get the R rating, right?
Right.
Straight up. He used to be an ice cream man.
Right.
And he was going around the neighborhood playing the music.
Yeah.
And Hulk or Iron Man come belting through.
Yeah.
Collateral damage.
Oh, yeah, okay. Star. Yep.
His van gets tipped over, crushes all the kids.
Yep.
And he's like, oh,
you bastards.
Yeah, I'm coming for you, mate.
Yep.
Then he says it
oi.
Like that.
Oi. He's like, oi, mate.
Nah.
Because he's Australian.
Yeah. Yeah. He's well, obviously, Mr. Whippy.
Mr. Whippy, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oi, cunt, you're fucked.
You're fucked, cunt. I'll flog you, cunt.
Yeah. Oh, straight.
This is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like where you're going with it. For those of you who maybe aren't Australian, Mr. Whippy is, it's just like an ice cream truck. It used to roll around doing soft serves to kids.
Yeah. I guess, do they have ice cream trucks? They might call them ice cream vans. Or-
yeah. Though, of course they have them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's our version of that. It's Mr. Whippy, and it's like this little fucking thing. It's like a, what's the thing? It looks like the Fallout, you know, the Fallout character.
all the characters from Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
It looks like Fallout Boy.
It looks like the lead singer of Fallout Boy.
Yeah. He looks like he enjoys a couple of Mr. Whippies.
Oh, I think he does. Anyway, long story short.
We can fat shame because we're fat.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Long story short, comic book movies probably should be R-rated.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but most of them.
Yeah. Let us know, what's a comic book movie you think should be an R-rated, and hit us up on the socials.
That's right. Comic Confidential Listener Community.
Or at Comic Con Pod. Basically everywhere.
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 Yeah, we're back on Twitter, baby.
Yeah.
Hit us up there if you want. Also, let us know who wins, Sub-Zero, Bobby Drake. Bobby Drake as a human, because that would be weird. He'd be like a 15-year-old kid.
Iceman. Iceman. Fucking people are like, who the fuck's Bobby Drake?
Fuck off, nerd. Anyway. that's it. You can also hit us up via email at comicconpod@gmail.com, where someone will reply to you at some point, somewhere in the future. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, absolutely. Write Troy some fan fiction about him.
Please don't.
Oh, yes. Troy fan fiction. That's a thing. Let us know your favorite Troy fan fiction. And finally, check out the other great shows on the network, such as I Believe. That's the only other one you really need to go check out.
You could go check out the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
Look, if you listen to this, do not go listen to that podcast. They have way too many listeners. They're too popular. They are like podcast famous, those boys.
Yeah, that's fair.
Go over there and leave them a 5-star rating saying how much you despise the Countdown. 5 out of 5.
Would not listen. Here's 5 stars.
Yeah.
Don't do that. They're great.
Yeah. Don't give them a 5-star rating.
No, do that, but don't say those things. You know what I mean?
Surprise us.
Surprise us.
Yeah.
Anyway,
leave your best worst rating for the Countdown.
You could also do the same for us if you want, but hey, you don't have to. No pressure, baby.
It doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything. Yeah. All you got to do, the best thing to do, just tell a friend.
Yeah, tell a friend. Say, hey, the boys are back.
Boys are back, baby. They got a couple of girls too.
Wow.
But not, you know what I mean? We do.
No,
we don't.
Yeah.
But the show does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Kate and Troy adopted 2 children.
We adopted two children, and they're going to appear on the show at times in the baby segment.
Ooh.
It's like baby loves X. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. DMX, I mean.
Yeah, DMX. Or Exhibit.
Exhibit, yeah. Anyway, we will be back some other time, probably.
Yeah. Make sure you subscribe, share it with a friend, just do all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Cade.
And I'm Troy.
And this has been Comic Confidential.